Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. You gotta believe, or here's how to make ourselves believe. Well, folks, tons of research shows the single best predictor of successfully making a change in our lives is whether we believe we can do it. Let me say that again. The single best predictor of successful change is believing we can do it. Yes, indeedy, we gotta believe. Psychologists call this belief in our capacity to do a certain specific task self-efficacy. Well, Dr. Neckup, you might say, what about ambitious goals that we know we couldn't do, say, tomorrow or next week or next month? We may even have tried and tried and failed and are sure we can't succeed, but still want to. What then, Dr. Know-it-all research-quoting Smarty Pants? Well, Dr. Smarty Pants says, we gotta cheat. Redesign the goal so we can be sure of success. An example. For years, I've had the very ambitious goal of running a marathon in under 3 hours. Actually, I want to beat Lance Armstrong's sub-3 time when he ran the New York City Marathon. Do I believe I can? Short term? No way. No way. I could probably run a 3.5-hour marathon with a hefty dose of training and a heftier tailwind. But that goal still bumps around in my head. What to do? Well, designate sub-3 a long-term goal and set a bunch of short-term, day-to-day goals that I know I can reach. How? Measure where I am right now, my baseline. Make a plan, a reasonable day-to-day plan to get there from here with lots of daily success to build my self-efficacy and keep me motivated. So, for example, I follow a marathon training plan based on all the available research, and being a research guy, that helps me believe. And it has specific recommendations, i.e. goals for each day, and cumulative goals for every week, and so on. And looking at those daily to-dos, I believe I can do them for sure based on my recent history as a runner. Next week's checkup from the neck up, what if we get started, do the plan, and aren't getting where we want to go? Hint, I was sure I could get this far in this checkup from the neck up, started writing it, and still found I had more to say. So tune in again next week. I'm Dr. Rich, one step at a time runner, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.